Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to CEO Show. We are here today with Hubert Joly. How are you?
Robert, it's so good to see you. I'm terrific. Thank you for asking.
And you, Hubert, has a unique background that he's been CEO of three major organizations and also has a great book out called The Heart of Business. I want to start with Best Buy. You were CEO and chairman for 8 years, and it was two phases, but really a tremendous transformation of the organization. In fact, in 2013, I believe the company stock tripled, which is quite an achievement. Talk about what it was like when you first walked in and your thinking with the original transformation.
Yeah, Robert. So I became CEO in 2012. At the time, you know, we had the all-you-can-eat menu of challenges. We had strategic challenges with the internet, Amazon, you know, probably going to kill us. Everybody thought we were going to die. Also, some of our vendors like Apple and Microsoft and Sony were opening their own stores, which could have been lethal. Second, our operational performance, the quality of service in our stores, had become mediocre, frankly. I'd known Best Buy for a long time, but it had really gone down. Third, and my predecessor had been fired. And fourth, we had shareholder challenges. The share price was going down precipitously. I think in the fall of 2012, we were at $11. And our wonderful founder, Dick Schultz, was trying to take the company private. So really the all-you-can-eat menu of challenges. And yet, based on the due diligence I did before taking the job, because I was neither crazy nor suicidal, I felt the customers, the world needed Best Buy. The customers needed Best Buy because many of us, for some of our purchases, we need to see the products, right? And then we need to be able to talk to somebody and ask questions. Second, the vendors needed Best Buy. They're spending billions of dollars on R&D. And if the product is just on a shelf at Walmart or online, you cannot see the quality of the picture, for example, for a TV, or you cannot test the sound of your headphones or speakers. So the world needed Best Buy, and the issue, the problems of the company were essentially self-inflicted. And that was great news, because if it's self-inflicted, then you can correct it. So I really thought that there was a way to turn this around and bring this iconic American company back to a position of leadership and growth, and that was the exciting bit.
And when you did that, what led you into the second phase, where there was a lot of overlap, like a Venn diagram? You kept many of the core concepts, but in about 2016, you changed.
Yeah, so the first phase, before I talk about the second phase, the first phase was about fixing what was broken. I think I want to briefly talk about, because we learned so much, Robert, so I think it's good to go one step at a time. So the first phase was about fixing what was broken. So not big strategy, but ensuring our prices were competitive. We gave the blue shirt the authority to match online prices, so we took price off the table. We invested in the online shopping experience, because that's where the shopping journey starts. I spent my first week on the job. That's something I would recommend to any new CEO. Spend my first week on the job working in stores and listening to the frontliners. One of them told me, Hubert, the search engine on the site is not working. I said, what do you mean? Well, type Cinderella, you'll get Nikon cameras. It rhymes, but it's not quite the same. So what did we do? We changed the search engine. We also invested in the supply chain to be able to deliver faster. We invested in the customer experience in the stores. We partnered. That was the creative bit. We partnered with the world's foremost tech companies and enabled them to have stores within our stores, which was transformative. Very good for the customer, because you can compare now Apple and Samsung or Sony, and then good for the vendors, because they didn't have to build their own stores, and then good for us, because, of course, we made some money out of this. But so note that we didn't do the cut approach, close stores, fire everybody that, you know, many people thought we should do. It was first around, you know, people and customers growing the business. On the cost reduction side, also, we did the opposite of what people recommended of firing everybody. We went after non-salary expenses first, which is the bulk of our cost structure. So as an example, at Best Buy, do we sell a lot of TVs? Yes, we do. They're big and they're thin, so they break. So TV junk out, as we called it, was about $200 million per year. If you can reduce this by 50%, you save $100 million, and that's as many employees that you don't need to... And so the approach, the lesson from the first phase, Robert, was don't necessarily listen to, you know, the good advice that people want to give you. And then even in a turnaround, start with people. Listen to the frontliners. Start with people. Build the best team you can at the top. Finish with people. So firing people is the last resort. And then focus on creating energy. Energy is not a finite quantity. And as leaders, it's not so much about being the smartest person. It's about creating the environment that's going to unleash this energy in the organization. The way you do this is co-creation of the plan, as opposed to just you, the CEO, giving everybody the answers. And then getting the movement going, celebrating successes, talking about difficulties and being vulnerable and transparent, and then keeping at it. So that was our first phase. And after three or four years of that, we decided the turnaround was over. And that's when we moved to the second phase.
Now talk about what the second phase was. And before you do, I just want to ask you a quick question. You talked about supply chain. Are there any secrets, you know, with 1,000 stores and so many complexities to managing supply chain? Because that's been a big issue right now in the pandemic as well.
Yes. So there again, you know, at the time, everybody thought that online was going to kill stores. Stores are a great asset for the customers, of course, for the vendors, as we've talked about, also from a supply chain standpoint, right? Because at Best Buy, we have... I think 70% of the U.S. population, which is within 15 minutes of any one of our stores. And so one of the things we did, Robert, was unlock ship from store. We had in-store pickup before. So you order online and 15 minutes or 30 minutes later, your order is ready for you. How cool is that? And then ship from store, you place your order online. Instead of shipping from a central warehouse, we'll ship from one of the local stores or any store for that matter. And so it leverages the entire inventory. Now, with all of, now in the last 8 years and with the pandemic, so many evolution of supply chain. From a customer experience standpoint, you know, it's choices. So we went to contactless curbside pickup, you know, at the heart of the pandemic. Also, in some areas like New York City, take New York City. In Manhattan, we only have maybe 5 or 6 stores, but all of us live across the islands. So we partnered with a number of other companies to have pickup locations. So you continuously think creatively about how to offer choice and speed to the customer. So supply chain in retail, that's not an afterthought anymore, right? It's such a critical component of winning in retail.
There are so many elements of brilliant strategy, tactical and high-level strategic, that occurred from understanding customers, becoming part of their life. Where does that come from, really? Is that from you? Is it from your executive team? Is it frontline? What's the secret, the magic, to get that magic out?
Yes, and it was not a simple journey. There were some obstacles along the way, going from strategy to that magic. One obstacle, and I want to go through the difficulties because, that's, you know, the CEOs listening, we all know none of this is easy, right? So let's talk about the hard part. First hard part, as we had defined the strategy, it was not moving forward from an implementation standpoint. And the mistake I had made was I was expecting everybody at the company to say, okay, that's the right strategy, let's immediately moving forward.
And it doesn't happen that way.
No, because they're running a business that's north of 40, now it's $47 billion. And every day, you know, every week there's a promotion. I mean, it's hard. So what we did to address that was to create on the side what I called a strategic growth office that was entirely dedicated to taking some of the initiatives we talked about and then designing them, testing them, piloting them, and then scaling them. It was led by one of our foremost leaders, Corey Barry, who is now the CEO of the company. The other challenge was that there was a challenge with understanding. So if you talk to a blue shirt, and they're smart, but you tell them, What we're now going to do is we're going to enrich lives through technology by addressing key human needs. They look at you and say, you know, this must be somebody from corporate talking. I have no idea. He said something, sounded great. No idea what he's talking about. So then what we did, Robert, is we took 40 or 60 of our best, most highly respected senior middle managers. So not senior officers, but maybe directors, junior officers. And we asked them, so you have to make it real. You have to make it understandable. And they worked on this, and they came up with this idea that what we wanted to do was to be a very human company, and we wanted to be an inspiring friend for our customers.
That's exactly it. It's all about the human element is what you're creating, and you're drawing that out, and that's where the magic comes from.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're here today with Hubert Joly, and Hubert has a unique background that he's been CEO of three major organizations and also has a great book out called The Heart of Business. What advice would you give to a new CEO, someone about to move into that position?
Yeah, and it's such an important question. At Harvard, where I teach now, I'm part of the faculty for the new CEO program that we do with Michael Porter and Bill George and Nitin. One of the exercises we have the participants do is to write their retirement speech. Another exercise could be to write your eulogy. How do you want to be remembered? What's important? What kind of a leader do you want to be? What's important to you? What are your key values? What are your boundaries? How are you going to lead? So define the kind of leader you want to be. And then, of course, maybe share it with your team and ask them for help and check in regularly. So during this pandemic, Robert, you know, from time to time, we couldn't go outside, right? Can we agree with that? So I think it's a good idea to go inside and spend time with ourselves. Remember, when we could fly, remember the message where if the oxygen mask come down, put the mask on yourself first before you help others. And if we're going to be a great leader, we have to take care of defining what kind of leader we want to be and get a system in place where we can check in regularly. That would be a thought that certainly helped me and at different stages, because then you can update it, but check in on a regular basis.
I'm going to ask you about the concept of growth. You obviously grew Best Buy dramatically. Also, what not everyone knows is you grew CWT from, I think, $8 billion and change in 2003 to over $25 billion in 2007. What is at the core the secret to growth?
So the first thing I would say, Robert, is that growth is essential in life and in business. And we had a debate at some point during our journey at Best Buy. Should we shrink the company to a smaller size and be more profitable, or should we grow the company? I was always clear. We have to grow because life is about growth, right? We know this. You stop growing when you're dead. So growth is essential both at a personal level, creating a growth mindset, and then from a business standpoint, because then, of course, it creates opportunity. I always emphasize organic growth first, because if you don't know how to manage your business and grow it, how can you, you know, do acquisitions? Because once you've acquired something, you need to improve it and hopefully grow it. So, you know, cut, you know, cost synergies are fine. I've done that. I mean, at Best Buy, we took $2 billion of cost out. But growth, it's amazing what it can do. And, you know, if you were looking for a platitude, you would say, you know, it's all about the customer. And, of course, it's true. But let's talk about growth in the context of this COVID crisis, right? Because many companies, I mean, there are some companies that have benefited enormously, right, from COVID, let's agree. If you're working at Zoom, you've been helped by the pandemic. But many companies, you know, it's been terrible, like, you know, the hotel companies or the airlines or Carlson Wagonly Travel, CWT, or you're somewhere in the middle. So you're looking for growth. And a key thought here, Robert, is to not think about this as a restart, assuming that once the pandemic is over, you know, we go back to the way it was. We have to think about this as a reset. And there's three ideas for this reset. Number one, reimagine your business around this idea of purpose. So if you are a hospital system like Mayo Clinic, another great Minnesota company, if you think about your business as a brick-and-mortar hospital system, you're constrained. If you think about it as being in the health and wellness business, helping patients with their health and their wellness, with technology, you can actually serve customers or patients around the world. With digital surgery, that's one thing. With telemedicine, you can actually do this. If you are a restaurant company, if you think about yourself as a restaurant company, as opposed to a food and meal company, you're limiting yourself. So reimagine the business around purpose and the underlying human needs that you're serving.
Okay, before you go there, I want to tie in, and I know you're right on the path, but see, you have a very interesting background that you led major travel organizations like Carlson as well, and retail, and the concept of disruption is happening right now. So tie that into where you're going, into how you disrupt in an age where your industries are being decimated.
So the COVID, in a sense, is a bit what happened 66 million years ago, right? Planet Earth has been hit by an asteroid, and the dinosaurs died. So what you see in business these days, and it's very sad, but it's real, is that there's no room. Now, in some cases, it's bad luck. Like if you're, you know, I live not far from Broadway, you know, the theater district is being completely hammered, right? But for other businesses, if you're a mediocre business, there's no tolerance. So you're being disrupted, but again, it's self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, self-inflicted is much better because then you can solve it.
And then what you see, Robert, is a separation between winners and losers. And, of course, that takes, again, this reinvention. If you take Best Buy, which grew 8 or 9% last year versus the prior year, online, I think during the last quarter, was more than 40% of the business.
And what would you say the future of retail is as we stand here in 2021?
The future of retail, you know, is going to be for amazingly delightful companies that do extraordinary things for their customers, that continuously innovate to, you know, it's a bit the story of our journey at Best Buy. The first phase was fix what was broken, so eliminate the pain points. But the second phase was create dreams for customers where you say, oh, my God, I didn't know they could do this. And so you have to delight and wow the customers in a real meaningful way, which includes a combination of technology and humanity. And I think that's where the puck is going. You know, we have people who talk about Armageddon in retail. That makes no sense. You know, consumers are going to need to spend. So it's a matter of creating these extraordinary experiences for the customer. That's where the future is going.
And on that inspirational note, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Robert, thank you so much. It's been a delight. What a great conversation. I so enjoyed it. And I'm going to do a commercial for your book, right? Transformative Leadership. That's such a source of inspiration. So thank you, Robert.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Matt Carter. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing well, Robbie. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. And Matt is the CEO of Ariaka, which is a leading company
in security and connectivity. Talk about what the business model is.
So essentially, we're a subscription-based company that sells private networks to enterprises globally. And what does that mean is that you have your own private dedicated network on-premise or in the cloud, backed by a secure platform that allows you and your team members to access all your important documents and applications anywhere, anytime around the world.
I've read that cybersecurity attacks were up something like 14,000% during the pandemic. How specifically can you do things to help companies with secure data?
It's an ongoing process, but what we try to do is really use a layered software platform that is essentially like Fort Knox, that allows you to protect your critical applications from, you know, outside users, but only for the people on within your sort of community. So we provide that to companies in a secured fashion anywhere, anytime around the world. And what we're finding more and more is that as companies are moving to, you know, going through their digital transformation, they're asking more for this type of service, secured, that you can access anywhere, anytime around the world.
Now, you are in a highly competitive industry. How do you differentiate yourself?
Our biggest differentiator is really the managed services side of the house. So we have the product, the platform, but what makes us different, better, special, Robert, is that we really provide personalized service. You know, if you're offering any kind of platform, security, networking, you're going to have some issues. Things pop up. But it's how you respond to those things. And what customers love about us is that we are very timely. We're very Johnny on the spot in being able to engage with them, solve those problems, and bring them to resolution. So for us, the managed services side of the house, that intimacy, that sort of customer intimacy is so critical to our success as a company. And that's what makes us different, better, special vis-a-vis, say, telco companies who tend to be less engaged with customers.
Give me an example of that customer intimacy. That's, I think, what everyone wants these days.
You know, let's just say at one of your branch locations, one of your office locations around the world, something's going on. The connectivity's not working. The people who are there can't access the important critical data or applications to do their jobs productively. Well, who are you going to call? You're going to call Ghostbusters? No. You pick up the phone, you call Matt Carter. And that's the difference.
Who are you going to call? Matt Carter. I like that. That could be a new song.
Exactly. Right, right. Not Ghostbusters. You're going to call me. Hey, Matt, we have this problem, you know, on Main Street, you know, in China or Main Street in Brazil. We can't get access to our critical applications. So you think that they can pick up the phone and call the CEOs of AT&T, Verizon, Orange? The answer is no. So that's what, you know, makes us a very unique company, this personalized touch and approach with our customers.
What is the secret to having great, not just good, but exemplary, great customer service in technology? Now, I know you're talking about access to the CEO. Who are you going to call? Matt Carter. Got it. Great. But what is the secret in general, what people need to know about technology that makes for exemplary customer service, which I know is something that Ariak is really known for? That's one of your secret sauces.
You know, it's under what we call customer success. And so we have a very dedicated customer success function that's very proactive. So we're not just waiting to engage with our customers. We proactively reach out. We have quarterly business reviews with many of our customers. We walk through, you know, the performance, what we did well, where we can improve. So this type of cadence is actually really critical because it also helps us to better understand some of the challenges and opportunities that we see with customers. What we try to do, Robert, is be anticipatory. And in order for you to be anticipatory, you have to be proactive. You have to be engaged. You have to have a routine in terms of how you interact with your customers. And so for us, that motion is really around quarterly business reviews with our customers. It gives us the opportunity to learn, to understand where they're going, and then to be able to make sure that we're actually building and providing within our own service these capabilities and solutions that they need, even before they know they need it.
Let's go into HMS Host. It's a huge organization. Anytime you go to an airport, almost all the restaurants, almost all the services are actually HMS Host. And this year was a really different year for airports, but you're doing a lot of work with them. Talk about what's happening with a client like that and how you create the customer intimacy when their whole business is transforming at such a rapid rate.
They're really a very interesting company because many of their businesses are at airports, as an example. And so a lot of folks were not going to airports. So you essentially have, you know, outlets where there are no people in them. And so, but for us and them, what they needed was, hey, look, we still have to run a business. We still have to be productive. We have people working from home. We're still trying to, you know, do our selling and motions, et cetera. So we were able to work with a company like HMS Host and divert the technology that we're using to other locations where they are doing business, where they can open up and create more opportunities for themselves. So it was that sort of partnership. It was like, hey, we have to shut down all our stores at Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta. But however, we have, you know, opportunities to shift some of this traffic, some of this volume to other locations around the world. Can you set us up? And we're able to help them stay up and running and productive, open up new locations in a matter of days, as opposed to months and years.
That's a really great example. So here's the question I want to ask you, which is about branding, about marketing. So when you and I first hung out, when we knew each other, was back in the days when you were with Sprint, and you were running their business enterprise, and you had, in fairness, Dan Hesse, the CEO, I think one of the all-time greatest CEOs. You're smiling, right, when you heard his name.
He's absolutely terrific.
And when we had, in those days, you went forth with branding, you're going forth with Sprint name. Now you're going forth with Ariaka, not as well known as Sprint. What is the difference in branding two companies that are different like that, but in very similar spaces?
That's a great question, Robert. So we're never going to be able to spin at the levels of the AT&Ts, the Sprints, T-Mobiles of the world. So part of my strategy when I got here, there's a guy like myself and other members of my team who are industry stalwarts, who've been around the block. And so to some extent, you're actually leveraging the brand equity and reputation that we bring. And so when we go knock on the door of a global 1,000 company, they may not have heard of Ariaka, but they've heard of Matt Carter, or they've heard of, you know, our chief revenue officer, or they've heard of our head of marketing, because we all have had some interactions and experiences with folks like that for a number of years. So if they see a Matt Carter or others associated with Ariaka, they say, oh, this must be something of some quality, of some competence. Let me listen to what they have to say. That gets you so far, you know, in terms of creating awareness. You know, we can't be anywhere, everywhere, all the time. But it does help that we have a leadership team that is perceived to be industry veterans, people who are doing the purchasing for the services that we sell. They know us, they trust us, and therefore that allows us to be able to get in the door and make some headway. But also we have to continue to invest and continue to build up our brand on a more global basis, but we're very selective about where we engage. We can't spread the peanut butter across all places. We're very focused around manufacturing. And one of the things that our brand is known for is that if you are looking to open a site in China or some far-flung place around the world, that has been kind of our entry in being able to win business. Oh, you guys can get us into China? Great. We do that for a lot of companies around the globe. And then from that, we're able then to build and expand our share of wallet with customers because of the exemplary service that we provide to them in these remote locations around the globe.
And we'll talk more about your DNA in the company. We'll even go into, after the break, D&I as well. But if anyone wants to connect, who are you going to call, Matt Carter? What's the website for Arayaka?
Yeah, just www.arayaka.com.
There you have it. We'll be back in a few and back with Matt Carter.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Robert Griesbach on the CEO Show with Matt Carter. This is where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. Matt is the CEO of Arriaca, which is a leading company in security and connectivity. And we heard about manufacturing, we heard about China, we heard about interesting case studies like HMS Host and a unique customer engagement and intimacy model. Now I want to shift over to the personal side. Let's talk about lessons you learned en route to becoming a CEO and challenges you had to overcome.
Wow. You know, we don't have all day to talk through all the challenges that I've gone through. But, you know, when I look back at my career and say, what has made a difference? I've been very fortunate that I've had good mentors and been given great opportunities. But the biggest difference, Robert, has been I've been always willing to go outside my comfort zone. I've never been afraid to fail. You know, I look back at some of the folks I've worked with over the years who just stayed put, didn't challenge themselves. They got comfortable with what they know. And yes, we're paid for what we know, but what has made the biggest difference is what I didn't know and my pursuit of going after what I didn't know. I allowed myself to be vulnerable, and that may be a soft, corny word to use as a CEO, but in my case, it was really important. Put yourself out there. It's okay if you're going to make some mistakes, but learn. And that's what I did. And I was able to apply different, picked up a bit here, a bit there. And that allowed me to be able to see things differently and come with thoughts and creative solutions.
What's one example of one thing that happened to you that knocked you down and you had to deal with it and you figured something out, or you didn't figure it out, but you did learn a lesson along the way?
So when I look back, you know, I was the president of Boost Mobile at my days at Sprint. And when I first got to, became president of Boost Mobile, it was a brand that was dying. It was no longer at the forefront in the space that it competed in. And yet I continued with the same sort of strategy that had been in place, that Boost was really a narrow focused brand for a particular segment. And the business continued to decline. And over time, I began to learn something different about customers and buyers and channels. And we're able to elevate Boost. And Boost became, at that time, the fastest growing brand in the wireless industry. And some of that really was due to the fact that we embraced change. We didn't stick to what had always been, that we allowed ourselves the opportunity to, let's go outside the normal confines of what people think a prepaid brand should be. How do we make it more mainstream? So we were the first brand to really offer a all-you-can-eat talk, text, data for a single price point that revolutionized the wireless industry.
Well, congratulations. You know, something else that's interesting, and people listening on the radio won't know, but you're unfortunately an anomaly that there are not many people of color leading technology companies. Now, frankly, I have no clue why, but what's your thoughts on that?
One thought is there have been, there are, and there were many more people of color more talented than me who should have been in roles like the one I'm in before me. And so I take very seriously diversity and inclusion. And when I look back again at my career in terms of what has allowed the businesses that I've led to be successful, it's really a look around the table. It's been a very diverse management team. I'm a big proponent, Robert, of breaking down barriers, making sure that we can bring in people who bring in, you know, different types of experiences and talents. Often folks look across the table, I want somebody like me. I don't want anybody like me. I want people who can bring a different element to the discourse, to how we think about stuff. So it's really about creating an environment that allows the different members of your team. I often use an example. Do you remember, there used to be a guy named Dennis Rodman who played for the Detroit Pistons.
I think of him more with the Bulls, that Michael Jordan needed an enforcer, and who better than Dennis Rodman?
But exactly. But think about this for a second. The perception people have of Dennis Rodman is one thing. You know, this guy seems to be kind of like a space cadet or whatever it may be. But every team that guy was on got better.
One got better. Yes.
Got better. Right. And so I remember I asked somebody one day, you know, I think when I was at Bell South, would you consider hiring somebody like a Dennis Rodman? Oh, absolutely not. No, never, never, never. Why? Because they had this perception. But every team that guy was on got better. And it just reinforced to me that you got to don't look at Dennis Rodman and try to put him in a certain box. Look at what does he bring to the party? How does he help you? We all bring something different. So this whole thing with diversity, it's really about that. If you have a bunch of folks sitting around the table who are all a bunch of guys with bald heads, all with the same name, John, Mike, Bill, Bob, you know, you're not going to get the kind of dynamic and energy, right? So open it up. Be open to different people and different skills that they bring. Red Auerbach taught me that as well. I used to, you know, back in the day, I grew up in Boston. He used to come to the neighborhoods trying to find the next great Celtic. And he always used to say that, you know, Bill Russell, I treat him differently than I treat John Havlicek or I treat Tommy Heinsohn or whomever, because Bill Russell brought something different. Heinsohn did something different. He recognized the uniqueness that each of them brought to helping the Celtics win championships. And that's sort of my model around diversity and inclusion. We all bring something different. The great leader knows how to tap into that, make it cohesive, to help us all win a championship.
It's a great story, and I like how you frame that. How do you, as CEO, find what's unique in a person? How do you find that Dennis Rodman?
By asking them, you know, really just listening, asking them, what do you like? Where do you feel you can help? What do you bring to the party that can help us, help you, make us, you know, successful? And I start with the assumption that I think everybody wakes up every day, goes to work.
They want to contribute.
They want to contribute. So you start there, you know, unless you prove otherwise that you can't. So it's really about that. Tell me what it is that you think you can do to help us. And then how can I help be a supporter of helping you help us to be successful?
And you've been able to do that at Ariaka. Definitely.
I have been able to do that everywhere I've gone. It's not always easy because, you know, you're dealing with people and personalities and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I try to create an environment that allows everybody to come to work and feel like they can make a meaningful contribution.
And there you have it on that inspirational note. Matt, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thanks, Robert. It was great. Good to see you again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.